For all of my career, I've been trying to catch people after they do something horrible. For once in my life, I'd like to catch somebody before they do something horrible, all right? Can you understand that?
The mysterious feeling that something's been experienced before, deja vu, becomes more than a feeling for veteran ATF agent Doug Carlin. When a terror attack blows up a crowded Mississippi River ferry boat in New Orleans, federal explosives expert Carlin learns that the murder of a young woman named Claire may be linked to the blast. If he could see what led up to Claire's death, he might be able to catch the bomber. A top-secret government project lets him do just that on a bank of large-screen monitors.
We're used to viewing space as flat, right? Like this piece of paper. To see something from a distance, light has always had to travel the long way across the flat space in between. But given what I was trying to explain, we could fold the space, bring the target closer to us, create what's known as an Einstein-Rosen bridge, otherwise known as a wormhole, suspend it via gravitational field.
That's what we're looking at.
That's it.
What's on the other end of the bridge?
Claire's house.
The device lets them spy on events exactly 4 days before the present time. But investigator Carlin is shocked to learn that what they're viewing is not just a record of past events. They're watching the events unfold. And if the device can send him back those 4 days, he might be able to change the outcome, prevent the murder, and the terror attack. Denzel Washington stars as Doug Carlin and admits he found the premise a bit confusing, until director Scott and producer Bruckheimer explained how it was going to work in the story.
Tony and Jerry had to somewhat convince me that this could work. And the original screenplay, I was like, I don't know, fellas.
But Washington says talking to a theoretical physicist helped, as did learning that some of the technology depicted in the film is already being used for surveillance.
A lot of what we're doing and what you see, they are capable of. I don't know about the multi-angles and all of that, but we do have the technology, as you all know. You Google Earth, you can look at somebody's house. We do have the technology where you can look through somebody's house. They use it in Baghdad as we speak, or in Iraq, where you see a heat signature. Where it's going now, or has already gone, I don't know, is that by gathering your genetic information, DNA, and all of that type of information, they can then identify you as opposed to you, as opposed to me. So can look at your house from 18 miles above, see your signature, know what your makeup is, know that that's you.
Let me get this straight. You're trying to tell me that on the other side of this bridge is the actual path?
Yes.
Is she alive or is she dead?
All right, life, like time and space, is not merely a local phenomenon.
All right, I tell you what. I'll speak slow so those of you with PhDs in the room can understand.
Paula Patton co-stars as Claire, who does not realize that her life is in danger when this man who claims to be from 4 days in her future shows up.
Claire isn't convinced until the very end of the movie, to be honest. I think that what she knows is that there's some kind of deja vu in that she feels a connection to Denzel's character, Doug. And when he asks her to make a leap of faith, it's her trust in him that makes her have that leap of faith. I don't think until the very end does she really believe what has happened. It's more of a trust in him.
Have we met?
Yeah. No, we have.
The catalyst that brings them together is the homegrown bomber, played by James Caviezel, whom audiences may be more used to seeing as good characters, such as Jesus in The Passion of the Christ.
I'm always looking for really good stories. In this particular case, I don't fall on the good side, but the story still has great truth in it. So you want to continue to grow as an actor as long as the pieces are responsible. It's good.
A bomb has a destiny, a predetermined fate set by the hand of its creator. And anyone who tries to alter that destiny will be destroyed. Anyone who tries to stop it from happening will cause it to happen. And that's what you don't understand. We're not here to coexist. I'm here to win.
Deja Vu vividly portrays the impact of the terror attack, but director Tony Scott insists his intention is to entertain, not to frighten audiences.
You know, it's a world we're privy to today, and you see it on the news all the time, so I think people are a little more, you know, they're sitting in a movie theater and it's a piece of fiction. So I think they are more accepting, because it is a movie.
What if you had to tell someone the most important thing in the world, but you knew they'd never believe you?
Deja Vu features Val Kilmer as the FBI agent who brings Washington's agent Carlin into the secret project, and Adam Goldberg plays the scientist who creates the time portal technology. The film was shot on location in New Orleans, including the lower Ninth Ward neighborhood, showing the terrible devastation in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Helen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.